Praise be Jesus and Mary. 15 years ago, when I was a new novice, we were working on building this church, and there was a lot of work put into it. And all for the reason because this is the house of God, the temple of God. As we said in the responsorial psalm, here God lives among his people. And so we wanted to build the most appropriate dwelling place for God. We wanted to make it beautiful and fitting for a place where God could live and dwell, and in which he does, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. We can see the same thing in other magnificent churches. We think about the temple that Mother Angelica built down in Hanceville, right? A lot of effort put into that, a lot of funding, and in fact, they built a beautiful temple for the Lord. We think about the medieval cathedrals, right? The decades, maybe even centuries of work put into those, how magnificent they are, the artistry adorned with everything, all for the purpose of creating a dwelling place that is fit for God, his temple, his house. Now today's Mass, we celebrate this votive Mass in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary under her title, Temple of the Lord. Now here we have no longer man who strives to build a fit temple for the Lord, a house for God, but instead we have God himself who builds his own temple in which he will dwell. And now, really, what is fitting? What is a fitting temple for the Lord? How many jewels should adorn the temple of the Lord? Well, God is infinite. There should be an infinite number of jewels to adorn the temple of the Lord. How pure should the gold be that is used in the temple of the Lord? It should be spotless, the purest of gold. Only that is worthy of God. And so we see that God, in building himself a temple, in building the Blessed Virgin Mary, made her as close as possible. Nevertheless, she is a finite creature. You know, an infinite number of jewels is impossible. But for this reason, Our Lady is called quasi-infinite, because she approaches as close as possible for a pure creature to arrive at a really, truly fitting dwelling place for God. No abode, no dwelling, no house, no temple is more perfect, or could be more perfect, for God himself to dwell in than the womb, the spotless womb of the Virgin Mary, and her soul adorned with every virtue. We pray in the preface of today's Mass, you made the Blessed Virgin your temple without compare, a house of gold adorned by the Spirit with every kind of virtue, a royal palace resplendent with the presence of the one who is the truth. And so this is what we have, this is what we find in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Our Lady is the worthy temple of the Lord. And now we too want to dwell in her. We want to dwell in the house of the Lord. This is what we pray in the responsorial psalm of today's Mass. Happy are those who dwell in your house. Happy are those who dwell in the womb of the Virgin Mary, in her Immaculate Heart. And this is what total consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary enables us to do, to dwell in her Immaculate Heart continuously, to reside in her womb and be nourished within her. And so, this brings us great happiness, to dwell in the house of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus.